Hello, I'm Robert Krampf. Welcome to the Experiment of the Week. This time we're going to do an experiment that involves balloons and fire. And because we're using fire, always be sure you keep safety in mind and be sure you've got an adult around so you'll have somebody to blame if something goes wrong. Now we're going to begin with just a regular everyday balloon. Blow it up. Now, what would happen if I held this balloon in the candle flame? It'd pop, right? Well, let's find out. You're right, it popped. Well, let's try that again. But this time we're going to do it just a little bit different. This time we're going to use a water balloon. Make a little bit of mess, make it more fun, right? Let's see what happens this time. It's not popping. Why not? Well, the balloon's full of water. The water absorbs the heat. It absorbs the heat so fast, the balloon never gets hot enough to melt. If we sat here for a while, we could actually boil the water inside that balloon without popping it. If we look at the bottom of the balloon, we see all this black stuff, carbon. But that didn't come from the balloon. It rubs off. The carbon came from the candle flame. The balloon has not been hurt or changed at all. It was protected by the water. Now that's a very important idea. We use that same idea in our cars. Your car engine produces a lot of heat, but you have a radiator filled with radiator fluid that absorbs that heat and keeps your engine from getting too hot. Firefighters use that idea to protect themselves while they're putting out fires. Race drivers use it to protect themselves in case the car catches on fire during the race. They even use that idea in computers, tiny things called heat sinks that absorb the heat to keep the computer chips from getting too hot and cracking. Well, that's all for this experiment. See you next time. Have a wonderful week.